My name is Sharak.
Hello, greetings, and welcome. Do you recall the saying, "That's the straw that broke the camel's back"? The implication of that saying can have a multitude of meanings to you. For in a section of this tape, you will be asked to begin a process of reviewing your past thoughts and actions. You will be guided step by step back into your past thinking to uncover the threads of thought that have woven themselves into a burden of such proportions that they contribute in whole or in part to your present back problems. But before we begin with that portion of this recording, I want to guide you through a process that will help you in removing the pain from your back that you're experiencing at this moment. However, one word of caution before we begin. As this is a self-hypnotic tape, it is certainly never, ever advisable to be playing it in a moving automobile, or at any time for that matter, when you wish to maintain full awakening consciousness. So sit or lie back, allow your eyes to close normally and naturally, and tune in to the sound of my voice. For at the count of three, I want you to mentally project yourself to a place in nature. Imagine that you're outside. Choose a beautiful warm day. Choose a beautiful spot in your imagination, under a blue sky and a golden sun, with a gentle breeze blowing across your body. At the count of three, allow yourself in your imagination to create and be in such a place. 1, 2, 3. Let go. Let go. In your mind, in your imagination, reach now and touch the area where you are experiencing the pain. Get in touch with it and give in to the pain. Just give in and begin to experience the pain from where you are at this moment of time. Relax. Get in touch with the pain. Go around the area of pain now in your imagination and observe it. Really look at it because it's part of you, but separate. And decide if the pain has a color. What color do you feel or think the pain has? Concentrate on the color of the pain. If you're having any difficulty in imagining the pain and imagining the color, just create it in your imagination any way that is acceptable to you. Observe the pain. Really get in touch with it. And the color. How big do you feel the pain is? Measure the pain in your imagination, in your mind, and make a decision on how big you feel it is. For example, how many inches long is it? How many inches wide? How thick does the pain appear to be? Decide if it's the same thickness and color.